All right, back here at Scottsdale Stadium. And Dennis Dickinson joins us. Fans, you remember, if you do, he was with us last year. He's from, lives in Mississippi. And a great baseball fan. What I like to do during spring training, and I see people all the time and sometimes bring them on the show. They're great baseball fans. And, Dennis, you're with us again this year, and nice to have you out here.
Thank you, Marty. I enjoy being here.
All right. You brought a book this year, which is very interesting. And, again, it's a Sunday. I always like to tell the fans about interesting books. And tell the fans about the book you brought, because I've enjoyed leafing through this thing.
Well, thank you, Marty. A friend of mine, his name is Rick Cleveland. He is in charge of the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, has just produced a book, or written a book, called The Greatest Athletes from Mississippi. And it is a book listing all the famous football players, baseball players, basketball players, track and field, so forth and so on. Of course, here today we're talking about baseball, and one of the great athletes out of Mississippi was a fellow by the name of Jake Gibbs. And Jake Gibbs was a great, great, great quarterback at Ole Miss, and he was an All-American at quarterback. In fact, in 1962, Ole Miss won the National Football Championship. And the funny thing is about Jake Gibbs, he was drafted by the Yankees as an amateur out of baseball and went to the Yankees, spent 2 years in the rookie leagues there, and all of a sudden he became a phenomenon as a catcher for the Yankees and won many pennants there, and he played from 1962 to 1972. He's still living, and anyway, I've always kept up with him as a little boy growing up in Mississippi, participating in baseball, Dizzy Dean, Little League balls, so forth and so on. He was my hero at the time.
Yeah, baseball in the South, and we talk Willie Mays and, of course, the Negro Leagues in the South.
Yes.
You had all sorts of but baseball was a big part of culture in the South, whether it be Negro Leagues or organized baseball, whatever it was. Baseball was a big part of it, wasn't it?
Oh, you got to understand, the only team we had was the St. Louis Cardinals. The Astros didn't show up until 1968, I believe. And then we had the Braves in 69. And before then, all you had was the St. Louis Cardinals and, of course, Dizzy Dean. And that was great. And that was our team.
Giants had Fred Lewis.
Exactly right.
Now he's in the Mississippi Hall of Fame,
is that correct? Yes, he is. Fred Lewis is a great ball player, great ball player. Jake Gibbs was there. A fellow by the name of Bo Ferris, who was the head baseball coach at Delta State University. He was a phenomenal pitcher and did quite well in the pros, and a heck of a coach, college coach. And of course, today, the three major teams, Mississippi State, University of Mississippi, and of course University of Southern Mississippi, all have great baseball teams.
Oh, okay. And well, we've had a lot of Mississippi State. In fact, Chris Stratton, I'm glad you reminded me of that. Chris Stratton is pitching today at Salt River. And he was a first-round pick of the, I'm glad you reminded me of that, of the Giants a couple of years ago. His bullpens were great down here.
Yes.
I wish I could see him pitching now. Probably give up 17 runs in about two innings. But I'll tell you something. He showed me something in his bullpens, and that's Mississippi State.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Chris Stratton.
There was a fact. There was a player yesterday playing on this field here by the name of Coker Dickerson. He's from Macomb, Mississippi. Wow. He's a rookie. And he played here yesterday, and I was watching him play, and he did quite well, actually.
Well, I love it. It's part of the romance of the game of players coming from the rural South and small towns and then making it in the big leagues. And it's fun to see the book. Let me see the book a second. I want to just say the name of it for the fans. It's worth taking a look at. The anecdotes about the players, really good. Mississippi's Greatest Athletes by Rick Cleveland. And the foreword is by Archie Manning, who also was a great baseball player before starring as a quarterback at Ole Miss. So Rick Cleveland, and you probably get it on Amazon and
yes,
all the Barnes & Noble, all
yes,
those places online. Now we would be remiss if we didn't mention Jim Davenport.
Exactly right. My friend, my dad, in fact, Jim Peanuts Davenport was a very good friend of my dad, also a good friend of Ace Cleveland, who is Rick's dad, who wrote the book. And Jim Davenport was a great athlete at the University of Southern Mississippi.
He was going to Alabama but got married, and they wouldn't take a married athlete at Alabama. Ended up at Southern Miss and was a big star in football and beat Alabama.
Yes.
And
yes,
then he became a great third baseman for the Giants. So that story is in the book,
yes,
as well.
And I understand he's not doing well, and I want to send out my best wishes to him.
All right. Dennis, thanks for being with us again. It's an annual thing, and every time you come back, you bring something unusual for us, but you bring the spirit and flavor of Southern baseball. And as you look through the history of the game, there have been many, many players that have come from the South and meld together with all the other players. And look, a lot of things changed in baseball over the years, and the South had a big part of it. And
thank
I'm glad
you, Marty,
to see that baseball is as successful as this. So thanks for being with us.
I'm just happy to be here. It's a great atmosphere. Excited about the game today and looking forward to it.
All right, that's Dennis Dickinson. Good book, Mississippi's Greatest Athletes. The Diamondbacks are here. They're crossing the field as we get ready for baseball. The sun is out. Giants are back in the clubhouse right now and relaxing before we get our game underway. All right, more coming up right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.